This is Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air from WHYY and NPR. We do long-form interviews with journalists breaking the big news stories and with the authors, filmmakers, and musicians behind the best in pop culture. So listen and subscribe.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on July 12th, starting with Imperial Teens' Now We Are Timeless.
Well, hello.
The band is Imperial Teen. Their album is called Now We Are Timeless, and the song we're listening to is called Ha. This is a band that's been around a long time, more than 20 years, and this is their first album in 7 years. But Anne, why don't you remind us who they are, and then we can get into why you're loving this one this week.
This band originated in San Francisco, as you said, 20 plus years ago, and to me they represent everything great about that city and everything great about queer pop, indie pop, doing what you love in life. All of those things are inside the music of this band. And they're inside the music of this band in a very playful, fun way. Roddy Bottom, who some people might have known as a member of Faith No More, the famous new metal band, teamed up with his friends Will Schwartz, Joan Stebbins, and Lynn Perko Truel to form this band. And the dynamic, the interplay among the four of them is what's so delightful. You just feel in every song the love they have for each other and the love they have for making their style of pop music, of pop rock. This album, Now We Are Timeless, there's a little bit of a melancholy undertone to the songs, you know. It's about love, it's about lost love, it's about being an adult and realizing not all your dreams are going to come true, but still wanting to play, you know, wanting to play at life. I think you hear that in all of these songs. And of course, nobody's better than Imperial Teen at the nonsense syllable, as we hear in that song, Ha.
Yeah, they're an absolute joy. And it's so funny. Like, I remember when this band first surfaced as seemingly a side project. You know, like, it was like, it's a Faith No More spinoff, but it sounds absolutely nothing like Faith No More. And it's survived now for 20 plus years by intertwining joy and darkness in fun and fascinating and spiky and quirky new ways. And I just felt this wave of joy just kind of revisiting this band.
The band is Imperial Teen, and the album is Now We Are Timeless. It's a really busy release week, and we have a lot of records to get through, so let's go to the singer Mal Blum and their new album, Pity Boy.
It's not my job to make you well.
The singer is Mal Blum. The album is Pity Boy, and this song we're listening to is called Not My Job. I've been following Mal Blum for a while now, and I think this is a real leap for them.
Yeah, as they've been rising up, each one of their records kind of captures different facets of human evolution. And this particular record is about why we do the things we do. And at the same time, as they've been kind of coming up through the scene, the sound has gotten spikier and more polished. This record has a real drive to it that I really hooked into. But the larger themes are what kept me coming back. This is an album about the patterns that pop up in our lives and how we respond to them as we get older. You know, kind of a little bit of some of the similar themes that we talked about with Imperial Teen.
There was always sort of a Moldy Peaches quirkiness to Mal Blum's earlier work, I think. And I feel like, even though their sense of humor is still present on this record, that they've sort of dialed that quirk back a little bit and turned up the guitars. And I love how loud this gets. Mal Blum is the artist. The album is called Pity Boy. Let's go next to Africa Express, the collective Africa Express, and the album Egoli. This is Africa Express, the musical collective known as Africa Express. The album is Egoli, and the song we're listening to is called Terranau. This features Griff Rees of Super Furry Animals and O-Team Alpha. Stephen, this is a musical collective. They've got kind of a rotating cast of musicians, but tell us what they're doing together on this one.
Yeah, it's a hugely ambitious project that's been around for years and years, co-founded by Damon Albarn from Blur and many other bands. I guess you would describe the project as a cross-cultural exchange with African musicians. For this particular project, they grabbed a whole bunch of musicians and headed to South Africa to record an electronic album, and the list of contributors is absolutely massive. It includes people like Damon Albarn, Georgia, Nick Zinner of Yeah Yeah Yeahs, as well as South African musicians like Black Jacks, the funk duo Radio 123, O-Team Alpha, who's on this song. And what you basically get is just that feel of cross-cultural celebration, but it's very, very modern sounding. So you have a lot of African sounds swirling together with lots of beats and just overall lots and lots of joy.
So I was thinking about the history of Western appropriation. Just light-hearted thoughts going through
Strap in, everybody.
The history of white Western pop artists appropriating or collaborating with African artists. And, you know, if you go all the way back to Graceland, Paul Simon, you know, there is this long-standing history of especially white dudes encountering Africa, whether it's Paul Simon or David Byrne. And, you know, Damon Albarn has found his own way into it. And I will say this in his favor. He seems very much to have learned how to coexist in an equal space with these musicians and not impose his own sensibility too much. And I really appreciate that, because you're absolutely right. The modernity of this record has to do with the interconnectedness of the participants and the non-hierarchical way in which they make music.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of Western artists who appear throughout the album, but the focus, I think, is very much on the local talent in Johannesburg, where this album was recorded. Africa Express is the collective. The album is called Egoli. Let's do one more before the break. This comes from the rapper Big Crit. His new album is Crit Is Here.
Time will come when I pass time. if I'm gone and carry on your own. You way stronger than you think. Ain't no safety if it ain't safe. Headshot or the base, cut the head off the snake. In the grass of your yard, they trying to pull your car. Show your hand, keep it clean, it won't jam, understand. I know you want to be the bigger person. If all they want to do is hurt you, show them how the trigger work and so.
If you believe in me, prove it. The time come and the time will come when I pass the top show.
The rapper is Big Crit. The album is Crit Is Here, and the song we're listening to featuring J. Cole is called Prove It. And here to talk about this one with us is NPR Music's Sydney Madden. Hey, Sydney.
Hey, Robin.
Big Crit, a rapper from Mississippi. This is his fourth studio album. He's put a lot of music out over the years, but this is a follow-up to one that came out nearly 10 years ago.
Yep. Crit has been a mainstay wordsmith in the hip-hop world for some time now. But like you said, this is a follow-up to his 2010 breakout tape, Crit Was Here. And even though he's gone through Genesis as a rapper, going from major labels to having his own label and collaborating with some of the best rappers he came up with, I'm talking about J. Cole, Kendrick, people of that caliber, this is really a return to form for him that Crizzle fans are gonna love.
Crizzle.
Yeah, it's like, it's a perfect balance of poetic and greasy down-home demeanor that he's known for.
Love his southernness, love his dedication to the Deep South. You know, I recently saw in the news that he collaborated on a mural in Jackson, Mississippi with a Gulf Coast artist. Like, he is grounded in his home, and mm-hmm. I love that about Big Crit.
And you can hear that sense of self and that grounded feeling in every bar that he spits. It's beautiful.
On his previous album, Forever Is a Mighty Long Time, he really opened up about battles with depression and drinking too much. And on this one, it sounds like he's maybe come out in a better place.
Yeah, he's been very forthcoming with the things he's battled with. And it sounds on this album that even if he's not through the fire, he's kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And even if you're not a Crit fan, I'm going to compel you to go check out his Tiny Desk performance that we published just last mm-hmm. year. It's going to be mind-blowing.
Big Crit is the artist. His new album is called Crit Is Here. Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you.
We still have a handful of other albums to play for this week's New Music Friday, along with our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from The Jump, a new MailChimp original podcast hosted by Shirley Manson. Listen to some of the most influential musicians of the last two decades discuss the song that changed everything for them. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Support also comes from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Born and bred in Austin, Texas, the live music capital of the world. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, 5th Generation Incorporated, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson and Ann Powers, and we're doing a quick run through the best albums out on July 12th. We start the second half of our show with Ed Sheeran and his new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project. Ed Sheeran is the artist. His new album is Number 6 Collaborations Project. This song is called Blow. It features Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. And when I heard this song, I thought, what is going on? What is he doing?
You thought jukebox hero.
Before we go too far, I just want to show you like sort of the range on this record. Here's another track from it called Beautiful People.
True for hours last night and we made it nowhere. Now I see stars
your eyes when we're halfway there. I'm not fazed by all the lights and flashy cameras, 'cause with my arms around you, there's no need to care.
I mean, this is who Ed Sheeran is. Ed Sheeran is a guy who could work with anybody. And that's what this record is all about. I can do Justin Bieber. I can hang out with Khalid. I can be as hard as Eminem. I can be as soft as LMA. You know, it's he can do it all. And I don't know.
I mean, this is a very commercial record. And you listen to it, I mean, and you just get a sense of how powerful his commercial reach is. The artists you just named, all on this record, also Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, Chance the Rapper, Stormzy, Travis Scott, Young Thug, Meek Mill, Skrillex. And it's like, finally, Ed Sheeran can get some love commercially.
I mean, he's flexing. This record is a full-on flex.
I agree with Anne.
I think his comfort zone in terms of what works best is when he's paired up with somebody like Justin Bieber. I think the Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars song that we just played sounds like a Lenny Kravitz B-side.
It's pretty retro
like
on the lyrics.
Lenny Kravitz.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I will say the ballads are really nice. I think that ballad, Best Part of Me, that features Yeba, a young American kind of soulful vocalist, it's really pretty. It's going to be a wonderful prom song.
Ed Sheeran is the artist. His latest album is Number 6 Collaborations Project. Let's go next to Blood Orange, who surprised us this week by announcing a new mixtape. It's called Angel's Pulse. This is Blood Orange, his new mixtape. He's calling it a mixtape. It's called Angel's Pulse, and the song we're listening to is called Happiness. This is the musical project of Dev Hynes, and comes less than a year after his previous full-length Negro Swan.
Dev Hynes is always working. I think that's the message behind this mixtape, which he calls a mixtape because each track does flow into the other in a kind of ambient experience. It has that gauzy, floaty quality that Dev always brings to his Blood Orange music. Great collaborators, right, Robin?
Yeah, there's Toro y Moi. Let's see, there's Kelsey Liu. There's The Porches. Tina Shea is on it. Lots of great collaborations.
Project Justin Patton, Gangsta Boo from 3-6 Mafia. Dev getting a little Memphis rap in there. So, you know, he's really, really excellent at bringing together disparate, seemingly contradictory elements. And I think this album does that really well.
It's interesting. He says that every time he puts out an album, immediately after putting out an album, I should say, he always ends up going back and writing and recording a whole bunch of songs that he just shares with his friends and records with his friends, and he never does anything with it. And this time he decided to release it. And that's why we have Angel's Pulse from Blood Orange, Angel's Pulse mixtape. Let's go next to Tiny Changes. This is a celebration of Frightened Rabbit's album, The Midnight Organ Fight.
Pushed down the stairs last night.
The album is Tiny Changes, a celebration of the midnight organ fight. The song we're listening to is called Who'd You Kill Now? This is a whole bunch of artists coming together to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Frightened Rabbit's album, The Midnight Organ Fight. Originally came out in 2008. Stephen, tell us why this one is really more than just a celebration of this album that's now 10 years old.
Well, Frightened Rabbit was a Scottish rock band led by a singer named Scott Hutchison who took his own life last year. This was a really, really painful loss for a lot of people, myself included. I love this band so much. And clearly, this band reached a lot of pretty wonderful musicians, if this particular compilation is any indication. It's got Julian Baker, Ben Gibbard, Craig Finn, Josh Ritter, Manchester Orchestra, Daughter, Aaron Dessner, Lauren Mayberry from Churches. I like the fact that Frightened Rabbit had this big, blustery sound, but these songs are so versatile that musicians are able to come at them from a lot of different angles. So you have these very quiet, you have big, blustery songs, you have Josh Ritter doing kind of a folksy take. Scott Hutchison's songs had this big blustery quality to them, but you could take them in so many directions. And I think this is a really lovely tribute to a great record and an artist who is already much missed.
Yeah, these aren't just label mates or whatever. Right. These are friends and fans who are close to the band. And I think you can really hear the care that they take with it. Tiny Changes, a celebration of the Midnight Organ Fight, is the album. We have one more release that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but as always, there are a bunch of other notable releases that we should mention.
Well, I'm real excited about the new Kyle Kraft record. He's a glam rocker based in the Pacific Northwest, originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. His record's called Showboat Honey, and if you like David Bowie, you'll like Kyle Kraft.
Well, first I want to mention a couple of artists who actually put out albums on July 5th. We didn't have an episode, but I don't want those albums to go by unmentioned. One is Stonechild by the singer-songwriter Jessica Hoop. Also want to mention the 20th anniversary of the breakthrough album by the wonderful Icelandic band Sigur Rós. I guess it's Ejatis Birgin, which is a good beginning. It's got the original album plus a disc of rarities, to the extent that there are still discs, and a disc of live performances. It's a really nice deluxe package. And then for albums that are out today, terrific rock band Bleached has a new album called Don't You Think You've Had Enough, and Krungbin, a band that we've talked about on this show before, has a dub version of the album that they put out last year. This collection is called Hasta el Cielo.
Another album that came out last week that I want to mention is this incredible ambient record from Felicia Atkinson called The Flower and the Vessel. That's one that came out last week. And then this week, in addition to the Bleached record, there are two other great rock records out now. One comes from the band Metz, M-E-T-Z, Metz. Yeah. It's called Automat. And the Dolly Rots have a new album called Daydream Explosion. And then one last one from the band Tycho. Tycho has a new record called Weather. All those albums out now, along with the last one that we want to talk about, it comes from the artist known as Kay Flay. Her record is called Solutions. I try to tell them, see you later. Don't cry. The artist is Kay Flay. The album is Solutions, and the song is called This Baby Don't Cry. Kay Flay is Christine Flaherty, originally from Illinois and now based in LA. This is actually her third full-length album. She's someone who started off as a rapper, did some rap parodies, but this album, it sounds like if Lorde did a record with the Ting Tings.
Sounds a lot to me like some 90s rock, alt-rock classics like Belly or The Breeders or something like that, or Veruca Salt, you know. Yeah. It's beautiful pop rock with a lot of energy, sharp lyrics, very strong perspective of a queer independent woman. I really like it.
Yeah, she's actually been around for a while, and it's funny that you mentioned the 90s, because I listened to her, and she's been around, she's been recording since like 2004. I first heard her in probably 2013, 2014, with a song I really love called The Cops. I feel like she's been a little bit ahead of her time, and that the kind of pop music marketplace has kind of caught up to her a little bit. That blurry fusion of genres of hip hop and indie pop that works really beautifully well. And she has such a strong sense of who she is as an artist.
The whole album is sort of unapologetically upbeat and euphoric. And she has said it's kind of her giving the finger to sadness and saying that, you know, she's done with grief and that she feels like happiness can be one of the most defiant and boldest moves you can make in an upside down world.
At the same time, her voice contains multitudes, and yeah. there's always going to be a note of melancholy in her delivery. So she is able to convey that joy with the sense that that joy is very, very hard won.
Kay Flay is the artist. Her new album is called Solutions, and that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you so much.
If you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured on this week's show, along with a whole bunch of other new tracks out this week, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs. You can also see a list there of everything we talked about, or you can listen in both Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist. And a reminder to sign up for our newsletter to keep up with all the latest from NPR Music, including Tiny Desks, music news, special features, and more. Just go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. That's all one word, music newsletter. And for NPR and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.